we want to look at two stories. Wartime stories. Who likes wartime stories? Oh, maybe some of the old grandfathers. All right, sit you down and they tell you stories about the war. Well, do you know where I was this year? I was over in France and I was over in Belgium. And I was over in the Somme and I learned a lot of things about the war. Now, we're going to look at two great battles. Well, at the war, what do we think of? We think of soldiers. Who would like to join the army? All right. Maybe your arms are up now at the minute. One, two, there's a girl. What's a join the army? Well, we think of World War One. All the soldiers. You see them boys and girls are all marching and they're laughing. But you know all that laughter is going to change. When they got to the front line and then it was bombs and bullets and death, it was a different story. And there's one thing all of these men have in common today. Do you know what it is? They're all dead. That photo was taken 100 years ago. But you know, if I took my big camera out today and I took a photograph of the whole congregation here today and took a photograph, and in 100 years' time, this world was still going on, every one of us would be dead. We wouldn't be here. And we'd all be in eternity. And that's why we need Jesus Christ to be our Savior. And when I was over there in the Somme and around Belgium and France, there's a lot of cemeteries. You see the size of these graveyards. And boys and girls and mums and dads, on every tombstone, there's a story behind it. And sometimes you come along gravestones and it said, to the unknown soldier. And you know, we should remember those who give their life in the great wars, that we could be free. And we could live like this. So there's a lot of people who were killed that was in the war. Now, when we think of the war, we think of the soldiers and the bombs and the bullets. Who likes animals? Oh, I like animals. Nobody over here likes animals, all right? Oh, no, like on my side here. All right. Well, there were animals at the war. What do you see? Horses. Well, what all these horses? Well, they had to work, of course. They had to throw up the supplies, the food, the bullets, and all the rest. And there's all these horses at the war. Who likes horses? Me. Oh, everybody's hands up. I wouldn't be too fussy on the horses. Unless it was a rocking horse, I'd be my type. I nearly got threw off a couple of times in my life. There were horses, right? Who likes dogs? Me. Boys are all animal lovers down here, aren't they? Dogs. Well, there were dogs at the war. Now, these dogs were very good. They were very good at finding people who were injured or who were killed in the battle. And then, of course, they do messages and so on. And so there was a lot of dogs at the war, too, in World War One. Who likes pussycats? Boys, your house must be like a farm. Isn't that right? You have horses and dogs and pussy cats. The cats were at the war. Know how many cats was at the war? Sammy knows. They can't remember. 500,000 cats at the war. Well, what do you think they were doing? They were there to fight the rats. They weren't there to fight the Germans. They were there to fight the rats. The place was overrun by rats. You went to bed, the rats had run over the top of you. And everywhere you went, the place was full of rats. Tell me this. Who would like to go to war now?
Me.
Oh, you're hard people down here in Markethill, that's it. Well, there were pussycats at the war. And then, there was pigeons. Well, you say to yourself, what were the pigeons doing? What do you think the pigeons were doing? Yes? A messenger. Well, boys, is it quite handy, the technology today when it goes? We can send a wee text message. The Germans are coming. Look, get over here. Our phone. But you had to put in this boy's back. And he had to get over the thing as John looks mad and go as fast as he could. And then he opened it up. He'd been bailed out by the time he got back. There's pigeons at the war. Well, you know, when I was over there, boys and girls, I came across a photograph of another animal. And I says, boy, that's a very funny animal to be at the war. And I took a photo of it. Now, it's not these photos, but I got it on the internet and I searched it out. And what do you think this photograph is?
A pig.
A pig. The pig was on the plate. And he pigs was there. Is that right? Somebody got pork chops. That's where he was. Well, where do you see the animal? Jackie the monkey. And Jackie the monkey was at the war. The monkey's on the left, in case anybody can't recognise her. Some people squint their eyes. Even Mervyn there, he didn't know. Jackie the monkey. And I read about this Jackie the monkey. And I learned different lessons. But there he is. And there is his friend, Albert Maher. And there's Jackie with his uniform and his hat and all on him. Well, you say, how did Jackie ever get to the war? Well, let me tell you. You see, men, young men were signing up to go to this great war. And Albert was in South Africa and he was joining his battalion and he went in to sign up and he says, I want to go to war, but I want to bring my friend with me. And he says, well, who's he? Jackie. See, Jackie lived in the farm with Albert. Everywhere Albert went on the farm, Jackie went. So he says, I want to bring Jackie. He says, you can bring him. And so they brought Jackie to the war, and he became the mascot of their regiment. Now, Jackie was a good companion here to Albert, very close, a great friend to him. Now, Jackie didn't go just to sit at the back and eat bananas. Jackie was in the front line, where all the bombs and bullets and killings was going on. And they said Jackie was a great soldier, and when an officer was going past, Jackie used to get up and he used to salute. And another thing he used to do was, he had good hearing and good sight, and he could see the Germans and hear them. And they tell us when he heard them, he used to go over and he used to get a hold of their coat. And he warned his men, the Germans were coming. And another thing about him was, he was very courageous, because Albert, his friend, got injured, and Jackie wouldn't leave him. Jackie stayed with him all the time. He wouldn't leave him. And he stayed with Albert. He was a great friend to him. And then they tell us that even Jackie himself, he got injured. And when they took him back in to the hospital, you could have said, well, it's just an old monkey. But it wasn't just an old monkey. Sure it wasn't. He was Jackie. And he's Albert's friend. And you know what they did? They did an operation on him. And he lost a leg. You can see it. He took a leg off him. And you know, he finished to the end of the war. And he was awarded a medal. This is a true story. They gave him a medal. And he returned home, boys and girls and moms and dads, to South Africa. But then what happened to him was, Jackie died in 1921. And Jackie was at the Great War. You know, when you stand in this church or any of our churches in Remembrance Sunday, we always stand up and we say, we will remember them. Well, certainly, boys and girls and moms and dads, we should always remember those who paid the great sacrifice in the great wars for our liberties and for our freedom. And then, of course, you can remember Jackie. For Jackie went to war as well in the great battle, World War I. But you know, boys and girls, the greatest of all wars, I want to tell you about this war. Because we like stories, don't we? And we had to open up the Bible. And we find this great battle, this great war. It was going to take place at a place called Calvary. Because the Lord Jesus Christ was going to come down into this world and he's going to fight sin, death, and the devil. And the war is going to take place at this place. It's called Calvary. There's no salvation for any of us. He came to rescue us. The soldiers want boys and girls to rescue us from our enemies. Well, Jesus Christ came to rescue us. He came to save us from our enemies. And this great battle is going to take place at Calvary. And we find, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ was born and came into the world. It says, I shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. There's going to be a battle, and here's what he's going to do. He's going to save us. He's going to save us from sin. He's going to save us from death. He's going to save us from hell. He's going to save us from the devil. See, he's going to come to this great battle. But you know, boys and girls, he wasn't too long in the war or in the world till the battle commenced. Here in this picture, you can see King Herod. He hears there's one born, is Jesus, the King of the Jews. And when he found out he couldn't go to worship him or to find out where he is, he put out his hand. He says, go and kill all the children under 2 years old. And all these soldiers went away out, and they went out searching for all the wee boys and girls who was under 2 years old, and they killed them. You see, the battle had begun. The battle had begun, boys and girls. There's going to be a great battle. Christ versus the devil. And Herod tried to kill him early in life. But you see, the battle was going to take place at Calvary. And so the Lord Jesus escaped down to Egypt. Then he came up again. And then we find the devil again sought to get him to fall into sin. He says to him, all these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. You see, this is where Adam failed in the battle. When the devil tempted Adam, Adam and Eve fell into sin. So now he tempts the Lord Jesus Christ. But boys and girls, the Lord Jesus won the battle. He says, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You see, if the Lord Jesus Christ sinned, he lost the battle. He couldn't sin. He's going to be our sacrifice for our sin. So this battle is going on. And if we go through the pages of the Bible, we find that the Lord Jesus was arrested by the Jews and then by placed into the Romans. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And there he is being whipped and mocked and spat upon and punched. You see, there's a war going on, boys and girls. Jesus has come to save us. And he's being mistreated. He's being hated. Being despised, he'd been scourged. And then they scourged him. And then Pilate brought him out and he says to the crowd, behold the man. Look at him. There's the Lord Jesus who had his crown on, his stripes and beaten. He wanted the people to say, well, release him. But no, boys and girls, they cried out, crucify him, crucify him. You see, there's going to be this battle at the cross. And so Pilate gave in. And they let give in the Lord Jesus, give the Lord Jesus Christ to go to the cross. We find this man Simon. By name, him they compelled to bear his cross. This man Simon, he had to carry this cross. Could you imagine? The people mocked him. They laughed, they pointed, oh, would you look at him? But Simon didn't care. You see, there's going to be a battle. It's going to take place at Calvary. People maybe misunderstood it and didn't know it. And they led the Lord Jesus Christ through the streets of Jerusalem, and they brought him up to this place which is called Calvary. And there he was crucified between two thieves. And this centurion soldier says, truly this was the Son of God. And you see, boys and girls, on the cross, we find the Lord Jesus Christ took on the devil. He took on sin. He took on death. And you know, he won the battle. It says in the Bible, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And he died upon the cross and shed his blood. You say, well, how did he win the battle if he died? But you see, he was being punished for our sins. And the wages of sin is death. That's true for every one of us. But the Lord Jesus took on death. He took our place and he took our punishment upon the cross. and he shed his blood and he died. But remember this, he rose again from the dead the third day, according to the scriptures. And he won the battle. He won the great battle. He defeated death, defeated sin, and he defeated the devil. He won the greatest battle that ever took place in this world. Now hold on, we don't want that up. Remind me tomorrow, whatever that is. All right. So he won the battle. He won the greatest battle at the cross. He defeated sin and Satan. And listen, he's the Savior of the world. He is the Savior. And no matter who we are, we all need a Savior because we have sinned against God. And the wages of sin is death and eternal death. And we can lose our soul, boys and girls and moms and dads. We need somebody to rescue us. Well, Jesus is that person. He's the one. Brave men from our country went years ago to rescue us from our enemy. But the Lord Jesus came alone. He came alone. He died alone. And he won the greatest battle that ever was fought. He's a Savior. I wonder, is he your Savior? Have you trusted him? Has he rescued you? Have you repented from your sin and said, Lord, did I need you to save me, to rescue me? I want to go to heaven. I want everlasting life. Well, you need Jesus Christ to rescue you. Some people's trying to save themselves. Can't be done. Some people's trying to look to their church to save them. Boys and girls, doesn't matter what church it is, even this one cannot save you. You must look to Christ. He's the Savior of the world. And he can give you everlasting life. He can do that for you now. Who thinks Uncle Noel's in the army? Does anybody think I'm in the army? No? Maybe undercover up here. Isn't that right? Well, I am in the army. I'm in the Lord's army. I'm in every march in the infantry, riding the cavalry, shooting artillery. I'm in every swim over the enemy. But I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm the Lord's army. Are you? Are you safe? Sometimes you sing this, don't you? And we like this one. We like the marching and the riding. And we like the shooting. And then we say, I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. Well, are you? Are you in the Lord's army? You have to be saved. And you have to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He can do that today for you. To suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. He can save you. If I can help you, or Mr. Porter, or your Sunday school teachers, speak to us. But it's so important that Jesus saves you. It's so important that you're rescued by him, by his blood to cleanse you from sin. Are you be lost? We don't want you to be lost. We want you to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. May God write his word upon our hearts. Thank you.